Start the recording.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good. Well, everyone, thank you again for your time. Appreciate it. We will keep this to hopefully 30 minutes or less. We went back to our designers and had them revise the brand options based on the feedback that we had. Oh, there's Linda coming right now. Hey, Linda. So, well, good. We have everybody here. So, anyway, as we're saying, we had them revise the brand based on feedback that you guys gave us last week. And so I'm going to go and share my screen. And the big thing to note about the brand is that we have come up with a way to work this so that it uses a more of a color palette, and we can work with the colors that we want to work with and base them off of whatever mood or event or medium that we're working with. So in this case, we have yellow on black. Did make the line just a little thinner here, but left just enough thickness so that as the logo shrinks, it doesn't, you know, completely go away around it. So we worked it a little bit differently here. The designer did report that he tried to connect the R and the W, but based upon the size of the letters and the different angles, he said it just got really awkward. So he gave it a try, but he said it just simply didn't work. So, and we did add some people down here. We do have another icon coming up to show. So, but the important thing is that, again, we are making this more color independent, and we're working really with more of a family of colors that we can use going forward. And we've done this with other places too, where we didn't pick just one or two colors. We've actually created an entire family. And that way we can base it off of, you know, the needs of any particular project. And it also just becomes a lot more fun overall. It really adds a little bit of personality to the project. And just to scroll through a few more options. So the design can just simply be one color on, you know, a plain background. It can still work as two. In this case, it could be two different of the colors. It could be, you know, a green and a blue, or a red and an orange, or whatever the case may be. So there are options there. It also works pretty well in black and white, honestly. And so we've created a particular color palette that is bright and cheerful. Optimistic, I hope, is a word that we might associate with these colors, and we can mix and match as need be. They're really designed to work together well, no matter which ones that you choose. And then he created a bicycle icon, gave kind of a, might want to revisit a little bit the business, kind of did a storefront design, but we might work on that one a little bit more. But the bicycle, and we create more icons as we go along as well, as we need them. So those are the updates that we have. I'm going to scroll up to this really fun, colorful slide and open it up for some thoughts and questions. What is everybody thinking?
I don't know if it's just me, but it's faint on my side.
Okay. Is everyone else seeing this clearly on their screen?
Yeah, I can see it fine.
Okay. I can see it fine.
Okay.
Are you hearing some fine? It's just me?
Yeah, I think it's just you.
So.
Okay. Well, before I was on my... I'm on my phone, so.
Do we want to go around the internet here, go around the way and ask people individually. I mean, Linda, you're unmuted. So do you want to go first? I know you're having a hard time seeing it though, maybe. Do you have, Linda, do you have some thoughts or impressions about, you know, the icons or just the idea of having different colors as an option?
I wonder if she's having technical difficulties. I don't think she heard you.
Oh, yeah, I think so. Well, Christina, yeah. I think that you're off. Yeah, please go.
So I love it. I think this is a really good answer to what we asked. I'm curious, is this the same green or is this a different green?
This is a different green. This is much more Kelly than like forest.
Okay.
And we didn't get neon by any means, but
yeah,
we got a lot more Kelly green, and the other was really like a deeper forest kind of green. So
yeah, I like this. I am curious about, so you show the shirts. Will residents see all these colors and options? I want to, you know, be realistic about expectations. Are we going to have a standard shirt? If, for example, residents want a shirt, this is the shirt, although we have all of these other colors as well. Mm-hmm. Or do we have all those options to order shirts in those options?
Yeah, typically what we would do is we would pick, you know, a color scheme that would be used by, you know, sort of quote unquote staff, like the ambassadors or the team. Usually, sometimes we've done it to where, like we worked with actually the Global District in Tulsa, there was one shirt and that they printed in black with their logo that had multiple colors and white lettering. For a particular event, we did a green shirt with a white logo. So we kind of have, but it was the same green that was in the design of their main logo. So, you know, we've done different colors for different events before. We've also done like a staff shirt versus like, you know, here's a resident or, you know, member of the public shirt. So we have options. You know, it really just kind of comes down to the appetite of the group and, you know, what you think would resonate most. But the nice thing about this is that as we do like, you know, web or other ads or something like that, we can pull from a whole palette of colors. And that's really worked well at other places just to give us those options. So,
yeah. And I love that idea of identifying like ambassadors, identifying the task force, identifying residents and whatever other groups we come up with as an option. I know we're not going to decide that today, but I love that idea. I do have a suggestion and then I'll be done on the icon for the business. Maybe have a large window.
Yeah.
Yeah. Instead of the three.
Yeah.
A large window next to the door and maybe a sign at the top or something like that.
Yeah.
Or something that emulates a sign.
I think that would improve it. Yeah. I saw that one. So
yeah.
I agree. So,
but I like this. And I also think, I don't know if you can see it now, Linda, we've integrated the yellow and black that you were voting for before. So we have it. That's all I have.
Yeah. I mean, this could be, you know, the shirt.
I love it.
Good. I mean, this could be, you know, actually I'll go all the way up to the very top. You know, this could be what we use for like task force and ambassadors, and then, or maybe this is the one that the public buys and, you know, task force and ambassadors have green. I mean, again, we kind of have options and that can be a conversation for another day, but we wanted to let y'all know we heard you. So, Ariel, do you have some thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much everything that everyone else has said. I love the variety of colors. It's very vibrant and just feels like an exciting thing that you want to be a part of. And I like how it works well as a single color if need be. The concern I had is, you know, just echoing what Christina said about kind of the logistically, like, okay, well, we have all these great color schemes. Now, which one do we pick? So knowing that what you said about there being options for here's, you know, the groups or how we're using these different things, just having a being able to pull it from there. I think that sounds great. I think just, yeah, the concern about, I'm sure it will be thoughtful about how we use the different colors when, but like, you know, as in terms of like brand identity, does it get confusing at some point if we have six different, possibly even more if we're thinking about single colors as well. But I trust that you all have experience and knowledge in how and when to use those things. So just putting that out there as a concern, but overall, I think it's wonderful.
Well, great, thank you. And we actually have, believe it or not, we have done kind of almost like, it's almost like a poster sort of looking and like very pop art, almost like pop street art kind of, we've done like a poster that, believe it, really kind of looked a little bit like this, you know, mashup, and then it started repeating, you know, tiles as you went down. But, you know, if you've been to, you know, subway stops or, you know, bus station, you know, bus stops and all that, there have been like real fun, like vibrant pop art posters that have kind of followed this. We've actually done a little of that on occasion.
Yeah, I could immediately see like a postcard that is just this screen right here or something, you know, that's got a using it for surveys or some kind of flyer, but that kind of a thing, just all of those colors all together.
Yeah. And typically what happens is that as we go along in the process, you know, with feedback from the task force and folks, we'll end up with a couple of combinations we use more than others. We'll use, you know, we'll have a single color version, whether like in this case, we do a green on white or black on white or whatever the case may be. And then, you know, we've got, or the yellow on black or whatever the case. And then we'll have a two or three color one that we like, you know, like this one or whatever it is. So we usually end up with the big family that we use. And then we have like a couple of favorites, if you will, that we use most often in publications and website and all that. So, but again, that will be, you know, more of a point of discussion as we go along, you know, which one we think, you know, represents what we're trying to do the best. So.
Yeah, I would be curious just to that point. And I think it can be helpful to have like a primary or secondary, like you're saying, that are kind of the ones used more often. Mm-hmm. And I agree, it probably doesn't need to have to be decided today, but just while we're discussing these, are there any of these schemes that rise to the top for you all?
And to funnel it, I'll say, let's start with the bright colors, because I think that we're all going to say that this one is also a pretty good one. So, but of the real bright, happy, is anything?
I mean, I think the green one or the red, also, those ones are nice.
Yeah, the blue, green, and red, probably.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Black and yellow. Black and yellow. Sounds good. Okay. Well, you know, and the one thing that we didn't do too is we didn't have like a yellow with black. You know, we have, you know, we showed it with black and white, but I think that, you know, and this yellow is pretty bright. I think that we want to be a little judicious with it. We don't want to look like a caution sign or, you know, a yield sign, but there may be some times when a little bit of yellow, like I could even see like the yellow being, you know, popping right here in the U City to kind of make that jump out with white. So, mm-hmm. You know, we can play as we go, but yeah, the yellow is pretty eye-catching. So, okay. Would it be fair to say that if we were to rate them, the black-yellow combo would everyone say that that's kind of like, if we're going to do a one color, that's really the preference? And then if we start getting into brighter, happier, we're looking at the blue, green, red in no particular order. Would that be a fair assessment? Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, very good.
Is there any concern about if like there's a primary one that we're using being the black and yellow? Just, I don't have strong feelings about this, but I'm just bringing it up, how in the original meeting, there was concern from some people about differentiating ourselves from University City. And that's more for you, Christina and Linda.
Well, I'm sure Linda and I are opposite ends of the thoughts around this. I agree with what you're saying, Ariel, that I don't know if we should use it, but I don't know if we shouldn't. I'm on the fence. How much, so what's our new deadline?
Well, what we would like to be able to do is have Brooke, she has a meeting on the 2nd, which is this Wednesday, with the city manager, with Greg. And based on this conversation that we're all having, is what's going to determine what she presents to Greg as far as, will he carry this forward to the city council for their approval? So it's really, you know, getting his feedback on Wednesday to make sure that he thinks this is something that the city council is going to go for. And then if he's comfortable with that, moving it forward, then they would meet on August 14th.
Okay. Yeah. I'll just say this, my only reservations about using the black and gold is that it could get, and I think I said this in our meeting, that it's potential for this to get lost in U City. And what I mean by that is that it becomes a U City effort, and it is, but go follow me. But I'm hoping to distinguish the work because it's driven by the residents of the third ward and that it's theirs, not U City moving it forward. I know, you know, all of the decisions are made by U City, but the feeling of this is the third ward residents work and not the work of U City. It's the reason why I don't think we should use the yellow and gold as a primary mm-hmm. color.
I agree with that. And then also thinking, like, I'm a parent who has, well, just two kids in the district right now, but, you know, last year, the year before, I had three kids in the district, and the amount of like stuff that we get from the district, whether it's like flyers or emails or anything, like the yellow is a little different than what the school district uses, but like just feeling like it could get lost, like visually lost mm-hmm. in that kind of stuff as well. Like I think if a shirt was like that, it would get worn a lot because people love wearing black and gold to like any U City function, but just trying to like stand out from all the other like U City stuff that is in, you know, print or online.
Well, I think that Ariel, you actually touched on something that's really, really important. There have been many instances with, say, like sports teams and things like that, where there's been a shirt or a hat printed in a particular color scheme so that the person who buys the shirt, even though the shirt may not be about that team, it still is in the colors of the team. So they could wear it to a game. They could feel like they're still representing the colors of the team, but it has, you know, a message on it that's kind of different. So that this may be an idea for a shirt that people would want to have, you know, and wear to events and things like that. This may be something, one of these, maybe something we do on postcards or mailers or posters, so it pops and it gets people's attention as they're walking by or they're looking at a, you know, stack of mail on their kitchen table, something that really jumps out at them. So
I'm sure everybody knows my right. I would say is if you black and yellow, if maybe the word for or be white or and the third, you know, you have that little bit of white in it.
That's a good thought. And certainly, you know, this being just one color of the ink, quote unquote, like if on a t-shirt, we would just have a black t-shirt and this would be one color of ink. But if we went two colors of ink, you know, on a black t-shirt, we could absolutely do white and yellow. There's no reason why we couldn't do
it. I said that. So, you know, the stand out.
Yeah. Good. Good thoughts. So, so with the exception of reworking this icon just a little bit, do we feel comfortable in asking Brooke to take this to the city manager and say, we think that this is the brand that we would like to go forward with? And, you know, lots of options on colors. Would we feel comfortable as a group in asking her to take this forward?
I do.
Yes, I agree.
Okay. Well, it does sound as though it's unanimous. So we'll ask our designer to, before Wednesday's meeting that Brooke has with city manager Greg, we'll ask him to tweak this icon for the storefront a little bit. But otherwise, this will be what we will have her present to him. And, you know, fingers crossed, he's just as happy with it as everyone here is. So, great. Danielle, am I forgetting anything in particular? I always feel like I'm forgetting something. So I'm glad to have Danielle or someone else on the team with me on these calls. So.
Not that I could think of. I think that's kind of what we were hoping to achieve with this meeting. And yeah, I think as you outlined, kind of get set up for these upcoming meetings so that we can, I think, also start to use this in getting materials ready for upcoming events.
Yeah. We are looking at coming to town the 21st through the 23rd. And, you know, probably really that'll coincide with the task force's meeting on the 21st. So yeah, we are hoping that if the city council votes for this on the 14th, we can have everything turned around and, you know, have some nice branded materials ready for that visit. So we appreciate y'all helping us move it along towards that goal. So it's really helpful. So Brooke, is there any particular other business formalities that we need to go with, or are we free to adjourn the meeting?
Nope. I think if there are no more questions, we're free to adjourn.
I just have a quick question. Is this our last meeting, or should we just be on standby in case we need to come back for something?
I would be semi on standby, but let's have a positive thought that, you know, Greg's going to be wowed by this on Wednesday, and it's going to go in front of city council, and we're going to be in good shape. But certainly if anything, you know, else happens where we need some opinion and some help, then we'll certainly reach out via email. But, you know, knock on wood, this is going to be it. This is going to be it. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, folks, that took up 25 minutes. So, you know, thanks for giving us a little piece of your evening. You know, I'll be in town tomorrow evening if anyone wants to stop by back to school night. Love to see you and meet you in person. That'd be great. So
I hope it's a good turnout for that.
Yeah.
I hope so too. There's a chance of rain.
No, it's not going to rain on us. I'm all positive thoughts. All positive.
Nope.
All right.
All righty.
Everyone have a good night. We'll talk soon.